Over 1 million young people, their families and friends participated in World Youth Day earlier this month in Portugal. As usual, it was an uplifting moment of faith for those who attended and for the church around the world. As he greeted the million plus young people there, Pope Francis reminded them of the nearness of Jesus and his desire for each one of us. Jesus never closes the door, he said, never, but invites you to enter. Come and see. Jesus receives. Jesus welcomes. In these days, each of us transmits the love of Jesus. God loves you. God calls you. How lovely this is. God loves me. God calls me. He wants me to be close to him. Later on in that same talk, that same opening encounter, there were remarkable words that the Pope said. I don't know, maybe you heard it. It got caught in social media and some of the reporting. He spoke about the church. Friends, I want to be clear with you. For you are allergic to falsity and empty words. The Pope knows young people. Young people don't, they can sniff out phonies. That's what he means. He says, in the church, there is room for everyone. Everyone. In the church, no one is left out or left over. There is room for everyone, he says this a lot. Just the way we are. Everyone. Jesus says this clearly when he sends the apostles to invite people to the banquet which a man had prepared. He tells them, go out and bring in everyone. Young and old, healthy and infirm, righteous and sinners. Everyone, everyone, everyone. In the church, there is room for everyone. Father, but I am a wretch. Is there room for me? There is room for everyone. All together now, everyone, repeat with me in your own language. Everyone, everyone, everyone. Pope is a nice rallier, huh? I can't hear you. Everyone, everyone, everyone. That is the church, the mother of all. There is room for everyone. The Lord does not point a finger, but opens his arms. It is odd. The Lord does not know how to do this, but that. He embraces us all. He shows us Jesus on the cross, who opened his arms wide in order to be crucified and died for us. Imagine over 1 million people referring to the church, chanting that refrain. Everyone, everyone, everyone. Todos, todos, todos. Alles, alles, alles. I Google translated some of this. Daja, daja, daja. That's Chinese. And shidze, 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 which is, I think, Polish. I don't know how to pronounce all those consonants together, but either way, everyone. I heard that and I was hopeful. So naturally, I thought this would be a good accompaniment for today's gospel, in which we find Jesus extending saving love and healing even to a Canaanite woman, someone outside of the people of God, the chosen. And it is. But we need to grapple with something first. How is Jesus' attitude toward that woman inviting, welcoming? If the Pope is saying that Jesus never closes the door, then why would he treat this woman as he does? I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs. Literally the little dogs, the whelps. That sure feels like a closed door, doesn't it? It certainly doesn't sound like an invitation. Or is it? Is it? Let's consider the entire context of this story, even daring to go beyond the text. Imagine Christ ministering as he did in Palestine. Truly, he came to the house of Israel, being born of Mary and Joseph in Bethlehem, and being the fulfillment of the promise of a Messiah for the people of God. In his teaching and interactions with the poor, the sick, and the sinner, Jesus showed that God loves us and wants us to be whole, to be reconciled with him. God, who created everything and everyone. Now imagine this Canaanite woman hearing about this marvelous man. It is impossible that she would have been unaware of the longing of the people of Israel, and much less likely that she would not have heard about Jesus' fame and activity. This wonderful man gave sight to the blind, healed the lame, and raised the dead, all while claiming to be sent by God himself because of the Father's love. Certainly, when her dear daughter was suffering, it was a no-brainer to reach out to him, especially when he just happened to be wandering in her neighborhood. This woman was not simply desperate, willing to try anything. No, she knew where the help for her little girl could be found, and she sought him out. She had faith. And that is what brought her to Jesus, faith and nothing else. When Jesus seemed to shun her and even to rebuke her, she could have walked away bitter. I might have. However, she did not. She maintained her position, not only physically, but more important, her position of faith. Christ's rebuke, in fact, became her invitation to truly demonstrate her faith. That even in an apparent failure, even an apparent lack of results, she still believed that he was the only source of wholeness, healing, and salvation. And she received it. And her daughter received the healing. Sometimes a no from Jesus is an invitation. An invitation to deeper faith. Sometimes that no is, in fact, an open door that we either turn from or walk through. Jesus knows your faith. Jesus hungers for your faith. It is not always easy. Sometimes it requires effort. Sometimes it requires great patience. But Jesus is opening the door for you, nevertheless. Everyone is welcome to walk through that door. Not because of who may or may not be on the other side, but because of the one who is that door, the one who opens it in the first place. Take this to prayer this week. Where has Jesus apparently told you no? How have you responded to that? Is it possible that he is inviting you to a deeper faith than you started with? Don't think that that door has been closed, friends. It's still open, and Jesus is standing there holding it for you.